last month, Pfizer announced it will lay off 6,000 employees worldwide. That news came as a blow to the employees at the company's Pearl River facility just outside of New York City. More than 1,800 workers there are expected to lose their jobs over the next 5 years. With private employers reluctant to hire and the nationwide unemployment rate standing at 9.7%, the news that this long-time manufacturing plant will shrink has many locals worried about their future. WNYC's Habiba Noshin has more.
About 20 miles north of New York City is the small suburban hamlet of Pearl River. It's been featured in the New York Times real estate section for its charming homes and good schools. It recently received some devastating news. Its biggest employer is making some changes.
The maker of Viagra says it will end operations at 8 plants by the end of 2015.
The Pfizer plant in Pearl River, New York, that's also going to be affected in the restructuring.
The world's largest drug maker said it will cease operations at 8 plants worldwide, including its plant.
Though anticipated, Pfizer layoffs confirmed rumors many hoped would not be true.
Everyone here is going to lose their jobs.
This longtime Pfizer employee asked not to be identified. WNYC was able to confirm his employment.
It was like a ton of bricks. Everybody's walking around like they're walking dead.
He learned that both he and his girlfriend's jobs will be cut in a company that has employed his family for generations.
That's the 100 building complex, and that's where they make all the vitamins.
Dressed in light blue jeans that matched his jacket, he points to the 550-acre Pfizer facility from across the street.
And this is like the main north parking lot. Usually it's full, but it's been a lot emptier since the new company took over, as they've been cutting jobs.
The new company is Pfizer, which acquired competitor Wyeth and its Pearl River manufacturing plant last year. Pfizer says the layoffs are part of streamlining its business. Still, the cuts shocked employees.
It was real somber. It was bad. It wasn't good at all. I don't know just about how we're going to make payments, what we're going to do, where we're going to look for a job in this economy that's a dead end. It's really a dead end. Really hard.
For the community of Pearl River, the impact extends beyond the loss of jobs. The company currently pays more than $27 million in taxes to the community. $20 million goes to fund the school district's budget. With those funds in limbo, one-third of the entire school district's budget is on the line. The future of many local merchants is in doubt as well. Joe Iannuzzi owns a gas station across the street from the Pfizer complex. He worries how the layoffs will affect his business, since there will be fewer Pfizer employees pumping gas at his station.
And they let a lot of people go already. We lost a lot of clientele.
I'm within 100 feet of them. I mean, it's, you know, it affects my business among all the other merchants on the strip. It's going to affect the area terribly.
Not everyone is so pessimistic about the town's future. Though disappointed at the cuts, County Executive C. Scott Vanderhoff says he's also found the news encouraging.
It's terrible news, of course, for the employees. But that being said, we are still pleased that Pfizer is going to make the Pearl River site a research and development global site, and our hope is that that will grow over time.
That's little consolation for that Pfizer maintenance employee who likely won't qualify for a research job. And he says the uncertainty has created an anxious workplace environment.
You know, and as everybody's looking at each other saying, oh, will I be here after him or before him? Or, you know, who's going to be left? You know, do I have seniority over this guy or that guy? Or, you know, so it's hard. It's hard.
With planned closing spread over the next 5 years, he says he has no idea when his job will be eliminated. Until then, he plans to keep showing up to work.
Today was just a regular day, and that's how it's going to be. Until they tap you on the shoulder and say you're out.
While he prepares for that tap to come, he's buying lottery tickets, hoping his luck will change.
Well, there's hope in buying a lotto ticket, so that's what I'm doing here. Dollar and a dream, there you go. Dollar and a dream.
For WNYC, I'm Habiba Noshin.